A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Lamed Tes, Ksubas 39a, pagination is 77. The last quarter of the page, you'll see Masnisin, a new Mishnah. We've been discussing in the last few sessions the cases of Ones Umefata, that is, that a man either assaulted a girl of a specific age, the age of Naira, or was mefata her, she's still very young, and he convinced her to have relations. And in both of these cases, in different psukim, the Torah mandates a knas, a fine of 50 coins be imposed on the man, and he has to pay that to the father of the girl. Our Mishnah introduces to us that in addition to that fine, there are other payments that have to be made. The Mishnah says, "Hamefata nosen shlosha devarim," the one who convinced the girl to have relations would be paying three types of payments. "V'ha'ones," but if he assaulted her against her will, "arba'a," they're going to be four types of payments, one additional type that does not exist if it was consensual. Hamefata nosen boshes upegam uknas, when he convinces her to be with him, so then there's boshes, there's embarrassment, there's pegam, there's devaluation by her going from the status of a besula, a virgin, to a beula who had relations. And there's knas, the fine that was imposed that we described. Mosif alav ones, but if it was against her will, there's an additional type of payment, shenosein es hatzar, he has to pay a payment called tsar, pain, for that which he inflicted upon her. Ma ben ones lemefata, bottom line, what's the difference between ones and mefata? Ha'ones, if it's against her will, no sinas hatzar, he's going to be paying the tsar, the pain. V'ha'mefata, but if it was convinced, consensual, eina no sinas hatzar, he's not going to pay the tsar, the pain. Let's skip down to the Gemara, which is six lines from the bottom. And the Gemara asks, tsar demai, what kind of pain are we dealing with over here? That when it's forcible, he has to pay, and when it's consensual, he does not have to pay. Omar Avua de Shmuel, the initial reaction stated in the Gemara was, Tsar shechofta al gabe karka, the pain that he threw her to the ground. It was against her will. Maskif la Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira objected and said, Elameyata chofta al gabe shiroi nachanami de potter. Are you telling me that this tsar payment does not exist if he threw her onto soft, cushiony, silk garments? Let's say there was a mattress. Let's say everything was smooth. There's not going to be this tsar payment. And the Gemara explains how we know that there still would be this tsar payment, this pain. Also, there's a concept that if the ma'anes, the person who's doing the assault, would tell her not to scream because he'll kill her, he uses some threatening expression, that also creates ones, even if he wasn't physically abusive by throwing her down. It's still going to be in the category of ones, and there's still going to be the payment of tsar, so the Gemara insists that we still have to identify what exactly is this tsar payment. Let's turn on to the second side of the daf. On the third line, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, the suggestion is tsar shal pisuk haraglayim, the pain of her separating her legs. That pain of the experience is the pain that we're talking about. And that pain, apparently, is not going to exist in the case of Mefata if she consented, that payment won't exist. Move down another three lines. The first words on the line are Rav Nachman. Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rabba Bar Avua explained, Moshal de Mefuta Lamoha Dover Dome. According to this approach, that it's Pisuk Raglayim, spreading of the legs, that's the Tsar, what is it comparable to? La'odam sha'omar la'chaveiro, to a person who told his friend, Kirashi ro'en sheli, rip my silk garments. In other words, a damage is being done. There is tsar, there is pain. Vihi pater, but the person is telling you, and if you do it, you'll be pater, you'll be absolved. I have no claim against you. And that's how we're understanding that the Pisa Karaglayim, while it may be painful, but she's saying, and you'll be potter, you'll be absolved. Asks the Gemara, that still does not satisfy our understanding of tsar, of this pain, payment, which is being made by Ones and not by Mefata. Because Sheli, in your analogy, you're calling it hers. Da'avua ninu. This tsar payment goes to the father. And if there is indeed tsar pain, she doesn't have the rights to absolve the ma'anes of that payment. Ela Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Bar Avua. Rather, the understanding is either revised or it's a new approach. However we understand the Gemara, it does use the word Ella, which means it's like a new approach. But the Gemara says, which is the way it's brought in Halacha, both by the Rambam and by the Tur, Pikcho Shebohen Omros, the wise ones say, typically referring to the women experts, Mefuta Ein La Tsa'ar, a woman who is consensual does not have tsar, does not have pain. So again, we'll have to identify exactly which pain we're referring to. Presumably, it's not the regular, conventional, described pain regarding the removal of the basulim, because that's true in all cases. It's true when she's with her husband, too. But there's some sort of tsar over here that's being identified that exists by ma'anes when she's forced and does not exist by mefuta if it's consensual. And it's important to appreciate what was accomplished here by this new answer. The original answer that we were discussing of pisuk raglayim, that her legs opened and she's being mochel, so that, the Gemara said, doesn't work. Because if there is tsar, the tsar payment goes to the father, and she is not in a position, she does not have the power to absolve the ma'anes of that payment. That payment belongs to the father, not to her. But if instead of saying there is tsar, and she's mochel it, you come up with a new approach, based on the pikchos, based on the wise women, that says that there is no tsar pain to begin with in a case of mefuta, then her consent in the experience is indeed going to make it that there is no payment to begin with. And therefore, if there's no payment, she doesn't have to be mochelet to get rid of it, and the father indeed has no claim because that tsar just doesn't exist, because the way she dealt with the experience was with consent, and there was no pain inflicted. One final observation. We were very particular when we discussed the concept of the knas, the fine of the 50 coins, that it only applies in a case where she's less than 12 and a half years of age. She had to have been a naira. Once she becomes a bogeres, she becomes older, the knas, that fine, is not going to be imposed. Nevertheless, our Mishnah has introduced to us an additional three types of payments, and those three types of payments will indeed exist even by an older girl. The Rambam in Hilchas Naira Besula Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph writes, Ketzad, how does this work? Ha'ones es habogeres, if a person were to be forcibly with the bogeres, with the woman above the age of Naira, afa pi she'en lo en knas, she's not going to get the knas payment because that was limited by the Gzeiras HaKosov to the case of Naira, but yesh lehem boshes upegam vitzar, but the embarrassment, the devaluation, and the pain are still going to be payments which have to be made. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.